Yeah, it wasn't much on this report, and we didn't really expect much. We were looking for about 25 million bushels better on the corn. We were looking for no major changes to soybeans or wheat, and we got 50 million bushels on corn for ending stocks on the old crop down to 1.365, which adjusts your beginning stocks for new crops. So that brings your ending stocks down by 50 million bushels for the new crop to 1.75. That change was purely exports. And we've talked about this for quite a while, how good the corn exports have been. We said anywhere from 25 to 100, maybe even 125 million bushels. They gave us 50. So it was maybe a little bit on the conservative side, but nonetheless, it does prove what we've been saying is that you need to continue to adjust these export numbers, because the numbers that we've been seeing out of these sales have been so good.